Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
What a show we have for you Tuesday afternoon.
There's some real energy flying around this studio today. Yes, there is, because
you're going to
you can say BDE, yes you can. I thought I was worried then for a second you're going to say all your comments for the whole show off microphone. I've just got to try and fill in the blank.
I'm so excited today.
Yeah.
Guess what I'm going to try today?
What?
I'm going to try my hand at a bit of magic.
But I do magic on the
not
show.
Not today. I do magic. What's that?
Harry Potter.
I don't work to that kind of music.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's great, actually.
It's not my vibe.
That's great.
Good energy to start the show today, guys.
So many times I've seen Copperfield start a show by going, what's that music?
Ugh,
no, yuck. That's not my vibe.
I don't need that's music for what I'm going to do.
Who's that woman? Is that Claudia Schiffer? No, not my vibe, thank you. No.
Hey. You don't have music when you do your magic.
Yeah, I do. Play it. Play my music.
Kiss me, baby. Let the fire get higher.
What did you play? How did you just have that on your hockey?
Mate, that's my favourite one.
What is that?
Abracadabra.
You never have anything.
Do you know what I love?
And you've got abracadabra.
Do you know what I love? For those people listening who might not know how it works, Jesse only gets a set number of spots to place regularly used sound effects. And so often we ask him if he's got one. He goes,
oh, it's
not
on
my,
UK.
Oh, it's not on my board. Oh, hang on. I've got to search it. We've never heard that before. And that was the quickest thing you've ever gone to.
After a year of it sitting there, it's finally paid off.
Anyway, that's coming up. But up next, some controversy on yesterday's show.
I know.
Yes.
And it gets even more shooking.
Yes.
If you listened yesterday and you were shook, prepare to get shooker. Jesse, play Agrabah.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because this show not only entertains, but it also informs. Am I talking about the people listening? No, I'm talking about us. I learned something on yesterday's show.
About the Suez Canal?
No. What did we learn about the Suez Canal?
Heaps. Remember, we had all those facts.
Well, I learned that from the article, not from our show, though.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I thought you learned some stuff from me, though.
But you were reading stats from the article that I read.
Oh, true.
Yeah. We both
what
read
else
the same.
Did you learn from the show?
This?
Willem Dafoe from the Spider-Man series and Margot Robbie.
Did you drop a syllable out of the first name, Caitlin? Did you say Willem? Or is that how you say it?
Yeah, Willem.
That's how you say it, Willem.
His name's Willem.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Unless I'm saying it wrong all the time.
It's no.
Have you
not
heard of Willems before?
Is it?
It's quite common, Willems.
Like the famous boot, R.M. Yeah. Willems.
There's Willem, if you want to.
Well, that's still the first and only time I've heard Willem. And then I got home and I logged on to Instagram and I got a message from a lovely listener named Erin. And she said, shocked with Willem, ... look up Will Smith's real name. Carrie Bickmore,
you
don't mind.
Really?
Looking up Will Smith's real name. Just that into your search
Will
bar, please.
Will Smith.
Real name.
Real
mm-hmm.
name.
Bit of thinking music for us there, Jesse, if you want.
No.
Abracadabra.
That's something better for you.
Okay.
Hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel-Air.
Here we go.
Oh, good. I like this tune.
And what is the Prince of Bel-Air's real name? It's not Will.
It's Willard.
It's Willard.
What?
I'd never
but
heard the
Willem.
Name. No, but I just didn't know that. No, mate, it's
I
not.
I thought that was the point of the story.
No, it's there's all these variations of William that I didn't know. Have you heard Willard before?
But Willard's...
Jeez, you're hard to impress.
Yeah. It's not...
Well, it's not Willard, mate, so I don't want to hear about it.
Sorry, I thought this whole chat was going to be you discovering famous people
sometimes
whose names were Willem.
Things go where you don't expect them to go, mate.
But have Willard's not a variation of William. It's just a different name.
Did you not think Will's name was William? You're acting like you knew it was Willard.
No, I just thrown because I wanted to hear about some more famous Willems.
Well, I was gonna
she's not interested in Willards, mate.
Willard Carroll is his middle name. Willard Carroll Smith.
Yes. But did you know Willard was a name?
No, I didn't.
Mm.
But I did know Willem was a name, yes. Yeah.
So the one that was less likely to appear has made you more bored.
Yeah. Give me another one. What about Prince? Is he Prince William or Prince Willem?
Well, his name is Prince William. You just gave us the answer in the title.
Famous Willem.
Anyway, famous William variations. In English include Will, Willie, Willie, Bill and Billy. But then in Irish, did you know William is Liam?
Oh.
Because I did not know that. You're shocked by Liam and not Willard. A famous Will Smith.
Well, now I know what we're doing.
What do you mean?
It says Willem Chat on the board.
Yeah, because I started with Willem Dafoe.
No, I'm talking about Willems. And now I'm Googling famous Willems. There's not a lot of them.
Stop Willem it, mate. Dafoe. We're not doing famous Willems. And then, do you know Scottish versions are Wol, Wally, and Wooly, sorry.
Are those just accents?
Wooly?
No, W-U-L-L-I-E.
Oh.
And the female forms are Willa, Willamina, and Willamette.
Willamina?
And Wilma, and Willamina, finally, yes. Oh. There we go. You went where you wanted for the last one. Variations of the name William, including if you're Willard and you're listening, don't call because Carrie's not impressed with your name. She doesn't care in the slightest.
But if you're a Willem, I'm up for it.
If you're a Willem, give us a call. 131060 is our number.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday, Arvo.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Silk Sonic along with Bruno Mars. That is Leave the Door Open. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday, Arvo.
We're doing Will Chat. Because are you on board?
Well, I've just discovered. Mm. Did you know that Jack is what, when you're Jonathan, you're called Jack?
Is this how hard?
I know it's not Willem Chat, but it's interesting, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. I would have thought that Will Smith's real name was Willard was more interesting.
It's definitely interesting. Yeah. Yeah, but it's not Willem.
So we're doing variations of Will Chat.
Yeah.
Because we found out, well, I found out that I thought it was William Dafoe was Willem Dafoe. And then I got my mind further blown when I found out Will Smith's name is Willard. And Thomas, what's your name?
No, I'm more just getting a kick out of hearing you guys say Willard when it's Willard.
Willard.
You said it right. I think I said it wrong. So it's not Willard.
Well, you said it wrong because you said Willem.
It's A-R-D though, Thomas.
Yeah, but it's like billiard balls. You don't say billiard, you say billiard.
Billiard.
I say billiard. No, I don't. No, billiard. No. Are you right, Thomas?
So is it Willard or Willard?
Willard.
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 Like billiard?
Well, he said it was like billiard.
Should we play Willard or Wool? Thomas, so it's Willard. Is that right?
Willard. Yep.
And did you know that was Will Smith's name?
Yeah. No, it's quite a common old name.
So it is boring.
And what do they give you, Thomas, as a nickname?
I actually get Ted because my last name's Edwards, so I get T-Ed.
Tom Edwards, Ted. Good on you, Teddy. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Juliet, what's your name?
Oh, well, my name's Juliet, but my son's name is Liam William as his middle name.
Oh, so we were talking about this before because Liam is the Irish version of William, yeah. Is that right?
Dutch is my side, but my husband's family name is William. And we were debating it, of course, at birth, and I did not want him being called like his uncle called Bill. So we compromised and we called him Liam and middle name is William.
So he's also Liam William. William.
Double Liam.
Double
Liam, yeah.
Liam. Okay.
Liam William. That's, yeah. Because I didn't want Bill.
And did you know that Will Smith's name was Willard?
No idea at all.
I'm still not sure if I've got it how Thomas was saying it.
Willard.
Billard
like
balls.
Billiard.
Billard ball.
Billard Willard. Balls. Willard.
Kerry, what's your name?
Kerry, do you know a Willem or a Williard or a Liam?
Williard.
Williard.
I know a Billy, but my dad's called William, but the Scottish call them Wooly. So they would be saying instead of our William or our Willy, it would be or Wooly.
Wooly.
So if there was a William that had quite a bit of hair, would you call them a woolly woolly?
Woolly Bill.
Kerry, where are you when I was telling someone that Will Smith's real name was Willard? I could have done with some of that, Kerry.
Someone was in the car chuckling away.
Okay, good.
We need a bit of Scottish
Jock.
Jock over here. Jesse, can you give us a bit of woolly chat?
It's actually short for Jonathan.
Hey, would you like to talk about William a little bit more?
Actually, no, I want to hear about Woolly.
Woolly. We actually just had a Scottish.
Oh, she's Scottish.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, up next. Hear that?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's water in a Mount Franklin bottle.
That? Is it water in a Mount Franklin bottle?
Yeah, it is. I can see it.
Up next, I'm about to do a little magic with this bottle.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday, Arvo. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is exciting, Bickers.
It was.
It is.
It's not anymore.
How?
Because you know what I'm going to do.
I'm not sure if I do.
You've worked it all out, and now you've ruined my magic trick.
Hang on. I have not worked out anything.
You have. You just asked me, I had a magic trick I wanted to do on Tommy.
Mm.
It was a magic trick that I saw going round.
I might not have seen this one.
You have.
I might not.
You want me to do it then? You've definitely seen it.
I don't think I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You have, though. You know, I know that you have. So now you're just mocking me.
No, I don't know that you have. I don't know if I've seen it.
You have seen it.
I hope to one day go to a magic show like this where they're like, oh, damn it, you guys have seen this all before.
You've seen it.
I haven't, mate.
You just asked me before, does this involve an egg? And now I'm getting an egg in my hand. You've seen this magic trick.
I don't think I've seen. Is this the one where you eat the egg?
Don't. So are you going to allow me to do this magic trick through to the end then?
What do you mean?
You've seen it.
What else am I going to do?
Okay.
Do you eat it? Is that?
Stop. Like, just be real and be normal.
Okay. You've got a bottle of water and you've got an egg.
Yes. I want to show you a magic trick. Okay. You've seen the magic trick.
I haven't.
Okay. Yeah.
I have not. What could you possibly do?
You just said to me before you've seen it.
No. It's not this trick.
If you would like to see the magic trick at Carrie Tommy Show, we'll put it up on our socials.
Okay.
Seen it.
Okay. Perhaps it went round on TikTok 2 weeks ago and producer Belle sent it to me and said we should do this with Tommy. This is an awesome magic trick. And I said yes and we forgot about it. So we're doing it now. Mm. The problem when you leave 2 weeks is it circulates a bit. And
I actually thought
it's pretty on brand for our TikToks though, isn't it?
I actually thought I'd sent this to producer Belle and Eli saying we should do this to Carrie. And then they didn't get back to me, so I was like,
So there's no point me doing it to you.
But this might be different. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the bottle and the egg, mate?
Okay. Should we have a go?
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a go.
This is okay. Now I just feel so stupid. Okay. Jesse, you're going to have to commentate.
Okay, great. So Carrie's got to
take your headphones off and come a bit closer.
Take my headphones.
Yeah. A bottle of water and an egg. And he's just sprayed her with the water and smashed the egg onto her head.
It's just a real turning of the tables.
It's a real good trip.
Oh my God. I'm all made up for the project and now I
Yeah, but at Carrie Tommy Show.
Absolute freak. Oh my God. Are you going to go tell the girls in hair and makeup that I have to... You are so mean.
I had a feeling that was coming for me.
You know that t-shirt I made for you last week? Yeah. I'm a jerk. You should wear that every day. Oh my God.
The yolk is still inside.
Yes, the yolk is in my head.
The yolk's on you.
Oh my God. Because, I'm sorry. I felt like that was what you were going to do to me.
Yes, I was going to do that to you. But you don't have to go on TV fully made up tonight.
Yes, I do.
On what show?
The project.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Are you on tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming on.
Yeah, but I'm already all made up. You're not.
No, that's why you should have done it to me.
Yes, the plan was.
Yeah, but I feel like
I can't believe you just threw an egg at my head and a whole thing of water.
At Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to see it, it'll be up on our socials soon.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon, and it is tense in here.
Carly from Makeup is just coming in because Carrie tried to prank me, and I pranked her back by squirting water in her face and putting egg in her hair. And Carly from the Makeup Department here at Channel 10, who's responsible for making Carrie look beautiful, Carly, have you seen this?
Wow, sir.
Yeah. Is that, that's okay for the project, isn't it?
I had a really cute updo in my 90s. I said chopsticks were what we're going for, not an egg.
You have to apologise to Carly because now I have to go have a shower and Carly has to do it all over again.
All over again.
You know it's a tight schedule. But that's really, what you've done is disrespectful to Carly.
But Carly does my hair too, and so what you were going to do to me was also going to be disrespectful to Carly.
Hey,
so
have you seen your head? It takes 2 seconds.
I think you should apologise to Carly first.
I can't believe you just threw egg at my face.
But that's what you were going to do to me.
That you're a guy and your hair takes two. You don't even like the hairstyle. Carly does your hair and then you say to Carly, oh, I don't know how I feel about it. I like what Carly does.
No, I usually love what Carly does. Yeah. It was one night and I felt a little bit nervous. Carly, how much time is this going to take to fix?
This is going to take an hour. Because we're going to have to wash it. You can't leave egg.
Egg's egg fine. Smell. It doesn't smell.
I just sit next to Waleed and he's like, what's that smell?
What about, so that's the hair.
Yeah.
What about the face?
Face is fixable. Yeah. I reckon.
Just in general.
It's really the egg has to come out.
Carly, we have a magic trick. Would you like to see it?
No. No.
I can't believe you just did that. I was so kind that I wasn't going to do it to you because you'd seen the trick already.
Yes, you were.
No, but you were the one saying, just do it.
I've never seen you so prepared for something. You brought an egg in a little Tupperware container so you could smash it on my head.
That was producer Bill. She actually brought two but dropped one on the way. So we only had one chance to get it right with the one we had.
Well, I got
it
right.
You got it right, didn't you?
So what's going to happen? Carly, can you fix Carrie's hair while we're on air or is she going to have to sneak up in
little
breaks?
I can't shower while we're on air.
That's a great idea. Let's get a portable microphone kit on you. can it happen down here?
No, it's really going to have to be shampooed out.
Okay, Jesse, do you have any magic tricks?
At Gary Tommy Show, if you want to see the trick.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, and if you haven't seen it yet, it is well worth jumping online at Gary Tommy Show on the socials for Gary Eggmore. Is that what we're going with?
Does it smell like breakfast in here? Because you...
I just got egged by you. I was planning on doing a little funny magic trick thing I'd seen on TikTok of Gordon Ramsay and his daughter where you do a funny little thing with a water bottle and egg and then you end up just squirting the water in someone's face and egging them, which is what I planned to do to you.
Yes.
Only you had seen it already.
Everybody's seen it.
So then I was like, well, there's no point in me doing it. He said, no, have a go anyway. And as I started it, you did it to me.
I honestly thought you were going to get in first.
No, well, Elias has hit us up on our socials saying, we all saw that happening a mile away. Tommy repeatedly repeats himself when he's lying. And I said to my daughter while we were driving, he's going to smash that on her head. Lol. Hey, Elias, not lol.
Yeah, lol. That's right. Put on your Elias. Tegan said, I bet he scrambled out of there. And Bronny, oh my God, he's a bloody rascal. Isn't he?
Isn't he? Yes, that's exactly how Carly, our makeup artist, feels about you. Bloody rascal.
Oh God,
she's here
I can't wait to you.
De-egg
you. Picking shell out of your hair.
I can't wait for till next week when you bring us that brand new planking phase that everybody's been doing.
What's still to come?
Heaps still to come on the show. Comedian Nath Valvo joining us later in the show and just repeated egg checks on your hair.
But up next, we discussed something on the show yesterday and it's made you think.
We might be able to find one person out in Australia, only one person who has dual jobs. You find out what it is next.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Pretty apt song for us at the moment. Gary and Tommy for your drive home.
What do you want to chat about? I'm out. This is all you. I'm sitting in wet pants and yolk stoked.
Well, that's weird because I only sprayed water on your face. So.
Yeah. It's dribbled down along with the yolk. It's all gathered in my groin.
Oh, God. Carry Tommy Show if you want to see the magic trick.
No. Oh, I thought you were going to say if you want to see a photo of that.
No. 13 10 60 yes. Though.
It's been a long time since we've done this, and it's because...
Phone me, my one and only.
I think we don't often do this segment anymore because nobody knows really how it works.
No.
Because give us your best description of how Phone Me, my one and only
so
works.
So you pose something and you don't think there's going to be any of these people out there. And then you want to see, is there just one person that has this thing you're asking for? Not hundreds of people, not nobody, just one person
that has this
scenario.
I reckon that egg has made you even better because that was bang
was
on the money.
Was it excellent?
It was excellent, yes. So I want to know, yesterday we were talking about Alan Duffy, right? The astronomer.
Astrophysicist?
A professional astronomer and science communicator. Thank you for writing that down, producer Annabelle. So we kept calling him an astrologer.
You did.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I've since learned is someone that is into, like, Capricorn, if you're a Sagittarius,
Pisces,
that means you're more likely to wear, you know, red shoes today.
And Alan Duffy is not that.
No.
No.
But is there someone out there who's both?
What, an astrologer?
13 1060.
Oh.
Are you an astronomer and an astrologer? Because it could happen, because
that you start with the astrology and then go, I'm so fascinated that I study astronomy.
Yes, or you start with astronomy.
I don't think if you study astronomy, you're going to then go into astrology.
Let me run this little hypothetical by you. What if you start astronomy and you go, even though I enjoy this, it is very fact-based and too numbers heavy, and I can just go into this other one and go on a whim.
Feel the vibe.
Yeah. Or maybe you're just doing your astronomy with your astronomer mate and they say something and you're like, oh, that's such a Leo thing to say. Hang on. I'm into both. Because some people are into science and religion.
That is true.
Yes.
That is true.
So maybe this is like the version of that where one is very kind of science-based.
Fact-based.
And the other one is belief-driven. So they go,
but also,
yes, Jesse.
The astronomer, wait, which one's the science one again?
Very Taurus of you just
to
bust in.
So astronomer is like studying what's happened, but the astrology could tell you the future.
Yes,
I mean,
although I think astronomers also predict the next events. No, astrology can.
Can it?
Yeah.
What's going to happen next
month? But
just
could
maybe.
Could you have predicted the egg smashing that happened to me?
Yes, but I would have charged you $4.95 a minute on a hotline to tell you that.
No one's calling through.
13, 10, 16.
Is there nobody that is an astronomer and an astrologer?
This is what's so hard about this game, right? Because you've got to be an absolute sniper.
Now I'm remembering why we haven't done this in a while. Because no one calls in ever with your silly little questions.
What about this for a phone me my one and only? Are you a Gold Logie winner currently covered in egg? Oh, hello. Who's that caller? Okay.
It's not funny.
Oh, is that you?
Is this your way of filling time? Just play a song. People want to hear a song, not this.
Okay. Can you go and get unegged?
Yes. Can I go have a shower during this song? Oh, there's a call coming in. There's a call coming in. I really want my shower. The call's gone. Great.
Okay,
see you in a minute.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Tuesday afternoon, but there is no Carrie at
no,
the moment.
I think I've made a dreadful career move. Jesse?
At Carrie Tommy Show if you want to see the result of this move.
If you've just tuned in, Carrie tried to do a magic trick on me where she was going to egg me in the head and spray water in my face and egg me in the head. The trick has been around for weeks and everybody in the world has seen it. And so I thought, well, I'll get in first and egg her and spray her in the face. And it was just a low-key affair.
So Carrie's got to
take your headphones off and come a bit closer.
Take my headphones.
Yeah.
A bottle of water and an egg. And no, he's just sprayed her with the water and smashed the egg onto her head.
A real turning of the tables.
It's a real
My God.
I'm all made up for the project and now I have an egg in my head.
That's
still funny.
Came from our executive producer, the boss of this show. Son, do you even remember swearing like that?
No, I just cannot, but I still cannot believe you did that.
So Carrie is out. What did you think was going to happen?
I thought that you would be a good sport. Like she's made
I
up
was
for TV.
Mate.
You were going to be a good sport and just let her do it to you because she's really cute and she found a really old video and let's all just like pander to Carrie, which is better than what's happened, which is I think we're never allowed to speak of this again.
No, she's having a quick shower and getting her hair redone now. And this never happened. I believe there is a video coming up later tonight on the socials, but so far, this, I'm watching it now. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, she'll be back. She'll be back. We've got Nath Valvo coming up. Just let's not speak.
Don't
well done. Don't.
Good work.
Good stuff, gang.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Justin Bieber, that is Hold On. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo.
Ooh, heaps still come because
you're
just eating.
Do you think something that says chocolate cranberry fudge can be good for you?
Yes, absolutely.
Can it?
I would have thought
tastes too good to be good.
Don't cranberries prevent, is it urinary tract infections?
I don't.
Oh, cranberry juice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. They really kick it around. Look at Jesse and Nana.
Yeah,
just showing,
I don't know why we both know that so
showing
intimately.
Showing a bit too much about ourselves to the public. I think that's why they kick around old folks' homes a lot. They've got cranberry juice. Yeah, because they're quite prone to getting UTIs.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you
I'm enjoying my chocolate cranberry fudge a lot now that
and
I'm imagining.
Have
that.
You got a UTI currently?
No.
Well, there you go. The proof's in the pudding.
Heaps still to come. Nath Valvo is up next.
Carrie and Tommy. Your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Because how are you feeling about it today?
I'm here and I'm good.
Yes.
Is that what you are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I may have been scrolling.
That's
I'm back.
That's fine. No, your tone didn't quite match your words, but it's okay.
Yes.
Let's go. Thinking
great.
Positive.
Okay.
5 from 5 day. Jesse, what have you got?
Question number one. The Musée d'Orsay in Paris was converted.
God. Jesse's forgotten how to speak.
Musée d'Orsay in Paris was converted into a museum for what? From what kind of building?
School canteen.
A school's good.
Oh, school.
School.
A church?
Oh, yeah.
So obvious, though, isn't it? Half art museums, half of the museums were once churches.
Maybe an old military building?
Ooh.
Church.
I think it's a factory.
Oh, factory. There you go.
Factory.
Great.
I don't know.
Great. Where were you 2 minutes ago?
Googling other stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Googling this. I was going to go, how dare you? No. Okay.
Should I cheat?
No Google allowed in a paper quiz.
That was the first time, too, Sonda, you've been on microphone. Should I cheat?
Question number two. Who stars as musician Aldous Snow in the 2008 film Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Oh, what's his name?
Russell Brand?
Russell Brand, that's it. I just watched that the other day. God, that's a funny film.
It's great, isn't it?
Question number three.
You sound like you're from London.
The height of racehorses is traditionally measured in what unit?
Hands.
Oh. How many hands are they usually?
I don't know.
The average horse.
Don't know.
Like 15.
Yeah, right.
For a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
What if you have big hands or small hands?
Whose hand?
It's all these pervy people who want to touch up the horse's hands. I'll just measure it out in hands.
If it was the jockey... They'd need more,
they could
more
say,
hands, wouldn't they? Because they're little.
Well, it's often a jockey is about a hand high. It's either 14 hands or 13 jockeys.
Question number four. What is the name of the international airport that serves the city of Toronto, Canada?
I have
no idea.
Is it the...
Never been to Toronto.
Who's a famous Canadian? Would it be someone? No.
Oh, yeah.
Leonard Cohen? No, he's from Montreal.
No one been to Toronto on our whole team. Oh, Eli definitely would have been there.
Eli would have been there. Have you?
I went to the Niagara Falls, yeah.
You've been to Toronto. Mate, you've only ever been on four flights in your entire life. How have you been to Toronto? Oh, my God.
So what's the name of the airport then?
Was Niagara Falls amazing?
It was stunning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what was the airport that you went through?
I'm not sure.
No.
No, because he's been through so many of them.
I know. It's hard to remember them all. I don't...
Toronto International?
Sure. Well, Melbourne International is Melbourne International.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Tullamarine, surely.
No, I think it's called Melbourne International Airport. No?
It is called Tullamarine.
I thought that's where it is.
I don't know. No.
What's Sydney's airport called?
Sydney.
Toronto.
I don't know.
Let's go with Toronto. I think that's a good guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, question number five. Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Ratchet and Jazz are all types of what?
Transformers?
Mm,
yeah,
bang. Good on you, Bickers.
You all knew. You were just giving me a chance. I saw it
in
your face.
No, I had no idea. I thought it was music. Okay?
Sydney Airport, Kingsmere.
What's Melbourne?
Yes.
Tullamarine.
Is it honestly called Tullamarine Airport?
Isn't it?
I thought that's where it was. Anyway.
I think it is.
But then why is Sydney Kingsford? Is
Kingsford
that where
Smith.
It is?
No, that would be the Explorer, wasn't there for. Anyway.
Because otherwise it's Avalon, which is the other Melbourne airport. Nobody
but they're just
cares.
The places they are.
I know, but that's what they're called.
Okay.
No,
anyway.
I won't see how this...
No, Carrie's actually right. It is just Melbourne airport.
Thank you. Yes, Jesse.
To the answers of the questions that were actually in the quiz. The Musée d'Orsay in Paris was converted into a museum from what kind of building? We said everything but train station.
Oh! Damn it.
Question number two. Who stars as a musician, Aldous Snow, in the 2008 film Forgetting Sarah Marshall? It is Russell Brand.
And did we get any bonus points for saying it was a good film?
Yes, absolutely. Three bonus points, in fact.
Thank you. We are going to get a seven today.
Question number three. The height of racehorses is traditionally measured in what units? It is hands.
Right. Good job, Thomas.
And then question number four. What is the name of the international airport that serves the city of Toronto, Canada? I don't think we were ever going to get this. Pearson.
Oh, I was thinking of that.
On the plus side, Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Ratchet, and Jazz are all types of Transformers.
3 out of 5, guys.
Still a pass mark.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I know our next guest very well, and he's one of the best comedians in the country, but we also get given a sheet of paper.
Oh, my God, this is what I'm laughing at. Did you read that top line and think he was the infectious disease scientist?
Hang on, what?
News to me. This is great.
He's very fit and attractive. All these great things about you.
Well, I'm
but, in fact, they're nothing about him at all.
No, this was about your partner, but I'm going to go with just one of the lines a bit further down, and this will be your whole introduction. Went on his first date at age 29. Would you please welcome to the show, Nate Valvo.
How do you know that? Someone's been going through my internet history. First date at 29.
Is that true or is that not
that
true?
That is true because I will
good
say
research,
something.
Guys.
My people don't really date.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, you just bump into each other.
And then we go off and bump into each other. So we kind of skip the date.
Yes.
And so it wasn't until...
sad.
No, it's great. It's efficient. Get things done,
Your
Carrie.
People, obviously, Pisces. Is that what you're talking about?
Sagittarians who are
I'm
men that like men.
I like a date. Actually, I haven't been on a date in years. What am I talking about?
Oh, what a date. What a great slip of accidentally...
I know.
I love going on dates. Just last week.
I just met... It was the first time I... meal, a movie, a night out, like
mate,
a date.
You should talk to Carrie about this.
No.
I cooked a woman dinner the other week and she asked me why. She thought it was pathetic that I would let a meal get in the way of what should just be a night of action.
I mean, what was the food, but because it can ruin the night too.
Okay, you
too many questions
Nate,
now.
What would you feel if you were served this?
Hockey and me noodles.
No,
it wasn't. It was salmon.
Salmon.
Oh, salmon's not real sexy, mate.
Exactly.
No one wants the possibility of a salmon pash.
No,
how was your date with Tommy? Yeah. Tasted like salmon, but it did.
I'm mad for a salmon pash.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you are. But it did make me laugh.
High school.
It did make me laugh that it says he's an infectious disease scientist. So he was very busy during the pandemic. That is referring to your partner.
Yes.
Who you've been together for 7 years. Mm. Last year, just what a year for him.
It was, look, to be honest, it's why I'm stoked the Comedy Festival is back because, look, I'm not great at handing over attention.
Oh.
And 2020, Nate Valvo stuck at home with nothing to do while Dr. Cody goes out every day as the frontline infectious disease specialist
hero.
Scientist. In
yes.
A, I wouldn't use the word hero because
okay,
he's probably
hero.
Listening. So
Carrie said the same about people that worked at supermarkets.
No, they are. They were frontline. They were all
they
finding
mate.
A QR, stacking bananas.
Mate, they're not frontline.
They're
not.
The front line.
If someone says, hey, I work on the frontline. Where? Aisle 4?
Checkout is at the front of the store. They're frontline.
I agree, to be honest. Doing God's work, Woolies. Thank you,
yes.
They sponsor.
Yep.
Let's move on.
It might be after that.
So, yeah, he had quite the year, mate.
Right.
A lot of attention on Cody. Social events, it's all about Cody. Mm. Questions for Cody. So I am real stoked to have the microphone, the spotlight, and just to have it about me again for an hour once a day, Tommy.
Yes.
Is that too much to ask?
No. What's so great about the Comedy Festival being back as well is to hear, and I'm included in this, comedians' overinflated view of their worth. Because what you essentially said said is, finally, I'm back on level pegging with a doctor. And finally, we're both just as needed by society.
Excuse me, if my mum's fridge magnet that says laughter is the best medicine to go by, Tommy. Thank you very much. But just on the attention thing, we went to a wedding 2 weeks ago, and Cody, Dr. Cody, partner Cody, was the best man, and he said a speech.
Oh, yes.
Right? And it was very funny. It was emotional.
Oh, no. It was perfect.
That sounds perfect.
Awful. That sounds awful. Right? Oh.
And for the rest of the night, Tommy, people were coming up to me going, God, he's funny.
Oh, no.
About Cody.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. He's smart and funny.
Oh, no. You see me rocking up to his lab trying to cure diseases? Stick to your lane, mate.
Just looking, you're going, God, he's infectious.
But at the wedding, this girl comes up to me at the start of the evening, and I don't think she'd started drinking yet. And she goes, you don't know me, blah, 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 blah. I can't remember her name. And she goes, can you please do me a favour?
Oh, God, I think I know where this is
going. And give me Tommy Little's phone number. And I said, well, I actually don't technically think I have your phone number. I didn't check, but I don't think so. I think we communicate via the socials.
Yes.
Cute.
Yes.
I said, maybe later. Ha, 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 ha. Then I think she went and had some wines.
Oh, no.
And then about 2 hours later, said girl arrives back at my table and says, okay. If I give you $100.
Oh, my God.
True story. If I give you $100, will you give me Tommy Little's phone number? And I went, probably not. But then I got thinking, hang on. 2020 was pretty tough for comics, for performers, lost all of my income.
This is your new way forward.
Yeah, how high will this woman go? It's like a Price is Right for Tommy's number. Anyway, turns out.
He would give it out for nothing.
He does.
So how high did you get?
$500.
What?
How much are you giving me?
Well, I didn't have your number.
No, but I will. I'll just give it to you. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Can you charge him?
No, I'm happy for him. He's had a tough year.
Thank you.
For you to make
by the
money.
End of the night, this woman, Tommy, at the wedding was willing to give me $500 for your phone number.
She doesn't know him, does she? Oh, okay. Stop.
Sorry. Just saying. Cut out the middle, man.
Just
I'm
say
selling
all,
foot
what
picks
I say
for
to
10
her.
Bucks, mate.
All the girls ask me, I just say he's not worth it.
Good to have a wingman in the corner.
Now, you don't need a bloody wingman, mate. You're all fine.
Anyway, I didn't sell your number, therefore come see my show so I can pay my bills.
Nath Valvo's show, Chatty Cathy, is on now at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Comedyfestival.com.au is where you get your tickets. Are you touring other places as well?
We are doing Sydney, yes, and Brisbane announced soon.
All those places, yes. Get there. The
all
dates will be there as well. Nath Valvo, thank you.
Thank you.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. And coming up a little bit later on, Carrie, you've already got into stand-up comedy. Now you're going to get into Tommy's magic as well, mate.
I'm just going to morph into Mr. T Little, do them both better than him, and then leave you reeling.
I wonder if it will ruin your relationship like it ruined mine anyway.
Wow. My relationship is that shallow that a little bit of magic could ruin it, then we're in trouble.
I know, that's what I was saying as well. You're in trouble. Because did you know that when they have like movies, when they go internationally, sometimes they will change the title because the words might not make sense
I've heard
in their language.
And the same thing happens with books.
Does it?
Yes.
Of course. I never thought of that until I've stumbled across some of the best examples of where they've translated movies.
Give me one.
So the Full Monty, classic movie.
Yes.
In China, apparently the Full Monty wouldn't have made any sense, so they simply called it Six Naked Pigs. I've got more for you next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we've just learnt that when movies are translated overseas, often the title is translated as well. I did not know that.
No, I didn't know that.
I just told you before that song that the Full Monty in Chinese was...
Six Naked Pigs.
Six Naked Pigs.
It's got a good ring to it.
It does, doesn't it? Okay, what about Greece? When that was in Argentina, what do you think they called Greece?
Black muck.
Oh, that's pretty good. Vaseline was what they went with over there.
Is that that's better?
That's not.
I would have thought you were seeing a different movie, wouldn't you?
Is that the Greece that movie is referring to? Isn't it a car?
It is. That's why I said black muck.
Yeah,
I think that's why they're slightly funny guys.
What's wrong?
In full modesty, they didn't actually swap the men out for pigs.
I feel like I need an understanding as to why Greece couldn't have been used, though. Does it explain why they had to translate it?
Anyway, I'm moving on. Breaking Bad. In Slovakia, what do you reckon it was called?
Breaking Bad. Not so good.
It was called Meth Dad.
Oh. See, I need to know why they can't use Breaking Bad. Because Meth Dad is Google so it. Much worse.
Google it in your own time.
Can somebody do that for me?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs over in Israel. Oh, what do you think they're called?
Never going to guess that.
It's Raining Falafel. Home Alone in France. Anyone's guesses?
Home Alone.
Go literal here, guys. Go literal.
By myself at the house?
The house.
not bad. It was called Mum, I Miss My Plane. Okay, the classic movie Airplane. Do you remember Airplane, where all the funny stuff happens on the plane? They got the great joke. Oh, there's some trouble in the cockpit. What's that? It's the little room at the front of the plane where the pilot sits. All jokes like that. No?
No.
You don't remember? Oh,
what era?
Oh, 80s, 70s? Oh, late 70s, early 80s, I reckon. Anyway, Airplane over in Germany. Once again, the Germans very literal. It was the unbelievable trip in a wacky aeroplane.
But then they've just used that word and added a bunch of extras.
If only we had the reasons why.
I thought Germans were efficient.
Bad Santa in Czech Republic. Santa is a pervert.
Okay, this is not true.
The Dark Knight.
Calling a movie Santa is a pervert.
The Dark Knight in Spain was called Night of the Night. And finally, I'll leave you with this one. The Hangover in Brazil was called If You Drink, Don't Marry! Exclamation mark.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.